Visio Braille GmbH, quick guide to connecting your Vario Ultra 20 or 40 with an iPhone or iPad. This guide basically applies to other operating systems as well, but we're focusing on this one, on mobile Apple devices, as they are most often missing from users. Can be used. On Android, you need the Braille Back add-on program. On Windows, a screen reader. On Chrome, you can find the settings in the accessibility options and pair the Vario Ultra wirelessly with your device. You can use both Bluetooth and a USB connection at the same time with the Vario Ultra 4. I will explain to you how to switch between the connections at the end of this guide. I assume you are familiar with your Vario Ultra or have already read the manual. Despite everything, I'd like to give you some advice. The ones that are important for the connection process now. First, make sure the battery is sufficiently or fully charged. First, look at the slide switches on the left side of the case. They should be pushed away from you, that is, backwards. With the front one, you activate the key lock by pulling it towards you. With the rear one, you switch between the internal functions and the Braille mode. Pushed back, the internal functions are active. Pushed forward, we'll need that later, switches to Braille mode. For messages longer than the line width, please use D5 to scroll further, which is the right middle button of the three stacked buttons, next to the sideline. Scroll back with D2, the button on the opposite left side. You'll also need the S button, S2 and S3. S2 is the right one of the two left rounds. Keys are almost directly next to the left spacebar and S3 is the left of the two right round keys, so to the right of the spacebar. Turn on your Vario Ultra and make sure, as mentioned, that the two slide switches are facing away from you. In my case, iPhone and Vario Ultra are paired and connected, so I must first unpair them. In connecting, it's about both devices recognizing each other and working together, while pairing is necessary to introduce the devices to each other. You should go through the following steps even if you have unsuccessfully tried to pair your Vario Ultra with the iPhone before. It is possible that one device has recognized the other, thus making a new pairing impossible, if both devices are not completely separated. Let's start with the Vario Ultra. In the main menu, we see the first entry as Word Processing. If you are not in the main menu, press and hold S3 and go up one menu level this way, and repeat the process until you can feel the word processing or the status message ME to the left of it. ME stands for menu, CF for control field and LI for list. We'll need that in a moment. First, we go into the settings. To do this, we move the joystick twice upwards and press it. In the settings, we go up twice to Bluetooth again and press the stick again. In the line shown next, KF, we can first check if... Is Bluetooth activated at all? You will find here in brackets a G, which stands for the control field. If a G is displayed here, Bluetooth is on. If not, you can now press the Navi stick to the right to turn on Bluetooth. If Bluetooth is already on, go down twice with the nerve stick to the list of paired Bluetooth devices. If you're turning Bluetooth on now, you'll find the nerve stick activation
there. Change the Vario subcutaneous.
Automatically enters the device list. You should know what your iPhone is called. Usually iPhone off, then your name, or your name's iPhone. Look left and right with the navigation stick to find the right iPhone. If it's already displayed, press the navigation stick up. Then you will either get Remove Device or Pair. In my case, to remove the device, I press the navigation stick to confirm. And the device is decoupled. Now I find myself back in the list. In my case, it now says iPhone not banned. With the navigation stick down, I could pair the device again. But we're not doing that. Instead, we're using the iPhone or iPad. First, we go into the Bluetooth settings. Open Bluetooth settings.
Stefan's AirPods not connected.
button.
Alternatively, you can access this via settings for Bluetooth from your home screen. In the list, we look for Devario Ultra if available.
Devario Ultra 20F93654CB0 not connected button.
If the device is reported as not connected, it's in the list. We swipe up and down to get to the device properties.
More information.
With further information, I reach the option to unpair the device. A double tap.
Ignore this device button.
Open the window and with another double tap.
Note. Ignore device button.
Can I remove the device again by confirming with a double tap? Now the device isn't connected to my iPhone anymore. Let's go back to the home screen.
Polkadot connection.
Now we are in the state as if you had just unboxed your iPhone and wanted to pair your Vario Ultra with your iPhone for the first time. On the Vario Ultra, we are still in the Bluetooth menu. If you're not there yet, you need to activate Bluetooth as described and be in the menu of available devices. Now we select the text size settings on the iPhone. Open VoiceOver settings.
Settings, accessibility, back button.
Through the menu, you can access this via Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver. In this menu, we look for the Braille option.
Choose white, current white, speak, 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 porridge, font, button.
We also open the label menu by double tapping.
Output, shorthand, key.
In the upper part, you set the character set and other width settings. Find the selection of Braille lines at the bottom of the page. Either swipe up with three fingers or keep swiping right with one finger until you hear the Vario Ultra.
Rose 4, Rose Vario, Search Vario, Ultra 20, F9DE-4CB0-0. Taste it.
In my case, the Vario Ultra is almost at the bottom of the page. Before I proceed to make the connection, please take note of the following. The Vario Ultra will display messages and possibly error messages during the connection process, just as the iPhone will. The issue is that actions must be performed simultaneously on both devices. Must. So the device doesn't wait too long before the other can reconnect. Furthermore, a PIN code is required, which is 4 times the number 1, and you have to enter it using the virtual iPhone keyboard. I'm now connecting the Vario Ultra as if it's a new device to a new iPhone and double tapping. I do this with my right hand while I monitor the Braille display with my left hand.
Ultra Neighborhood 20 F93654C.
I am now entering
one.
The PIN. Confirm Garbin. With pairing, and on the Vario Ultra, a message appears to enter PIN. I press Navi stick down and confirm.
Connection failed.
And now I'm getting the message on both devices that the connection has failed. I confirm this on the Vario.
All right then.
And on the iPhone.
Braille Note.
Vario now
Ultra
I'm reconnecting
20.
The Vario Ultra.
CB0000. Election. Vario Ultra 20F93006.
And you just heard a sound in the background indicating that the connection to the Braille display is now established. Let's now return to the main menu with the S3 button in the manner I previously described. Hold it down several times in succession for longer periods. You've noticed in practice that went a bit fast, unfortunately, that can't be changed.
Slow accusation.
Lead, so I want to explain the steps here again. First, tap on the Vario Ultra in the Braille menu. Then the PIN code keypad appears on the iPhone. Enter the number 1 4 times. You'll find the pair button on the top right. The Vario Ultra displays the message that you should enter the number 1 4 times as the PIN code. Press the Navi stick down as soon as possible and confirm with OK. Due to this report, the PIN is not directly accepted by the Vario Ultra, and as a result, the error message appears on both devices. That they can't connect the devices with each other, Confirm this on both the iPhone by pressing OK and on the Vario Ultra by pressing down on the Navi stick and OK. We now need to retry the connection by tapping the Vario Ultra again on the iPhone or iPad. There are several ways to do this. In my case, I was lucky and my iPhone remembered the PIN, so the connection was established immediately, as we could tell from the sound. If this is not the case for you and the PIN is asked again, try one more time. In my case, it actually worked on the second attempt and at the very latest by the third. Why the problem has been more pronounced since iOS 15 is hard to say. However, it is known that other Braille displays also have connection issues. Certainly, it also depends on whether your iPhone is equipped with a Qualcomm or an Intel Bluetooth chipset. If pairing was successful, you need to slide the rear switch on the left side of your Vario Ultra forward to switch to Braille line mode. Note that in this case, the porridge settings of your Vario Ultra are bypassed. The settings in VoiceOver now apply. That's it for more information here. Please refer to the VoiceOver manual you can download from the Apple accessibility pages or ask an Apple specialist. It's also important to note with the Vario Ultra, as mentioned earlier, you can connect 4 Bluetooth devices and 1 USB connection. If you have multiple connections, they are divided among the slots at points 4 through 8. That is, BT1 to BT4. When in Braille display mode, hold down S2 and activate the USB connection with dot 1, with dot 4, 5, 6 and 8, the respective Bluetooth slots. When a device is connected, it is. Sometimes you have to connect Find by directly turning on the Vario Ultra, selecting Bluetooth channel 1 with S2 and dot 4, and the iPhone will now connect. If you now own an iPad, repeat the explained steps and the iPad will then be in slot 2. For further questions, feel free to contact me at stefan.merk@visiobray.de.